What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in today. So a couple of things before I dive into it here. Number one, you can probably hear my voice. This is actually the best it's been all week when I'm recording this, and I still wanted to record this for you because, you know what? One lesson I want you to take away from today, aside from what I'm going to be chatting with you about, is it doesn't have to be perfect, right? Get your stuff out there. It doesn't have to. I have struggled with perfectionism forever, and it sounds weird, but just doing this episode with this kind of voice is hard for me, but I wanted to put this out there for you. It's also a reflection of I am not batched out ahead as much as I want to be. And I'm changing that literally right now. And so if I were batched out, we wouldn't have a voice problem here. But I wanted to get this out to you. So thank you for bearing with me today with my raspy voice. I feel fine. I just lost it earlier in the week. And I think just because of allergies and so dry here in San Diego and such. The other thing is I wanted to thank you. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show here. I didn't make a big deal of it, and I probably should have, but we recently passed 7 million downloads for the podcast here. I just, when I say that out loud, it just blows my mind. 7 million downloads, and that is in 5.5 years because I started this podcast as the Art of Paid Traffic back in the, I think it was July of 2015, and here we are in August of when I'm recording this, the end of August here in 2021, and 7 million downloads. And the cool thing here is that I really feel like I'm just beginning. I feel like these first 7 million downloads has been sort of, my internship, if you will, where I'm learning how to do all this, and I'm completely upping the game of the show, starting to do video. I've created a YouTube channel that I'm going to be creating videos for, and the YouTube channel is now going to have video versions of this podcast here, and I'm just really, really excited about where things are heading now. And so with all that said, let's get into what we're going to be talking about here today, and that is as you work towards becoming the optimized CEO of your business, spending time managing your own Facebook and Instagram ads is most likely not a good use of your time. You should understand and know enough about Facebook ads to have an intelligent conversation about them. I've often said, know enough to be dangerous, right? Know enough to have a conversation with somebody where you know what you're talking about. Okay. So they're not just saying stuff and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about because you're spending your money with them. But once you have that down, once you have that, foundational knowledge, it's time to hire someone to manage your ads for you. But how do you find one? So how do you find somebody who actually knows what they're doing? Because, man, I hear almost on a daily basis how the person or agency that somebody has hired is just bleeding them dry with little to no results to show for their investment. And that's super frustrating to hear. I've been hearing that for 7.5 years now, almost 8 years. And then once you found somebody who might be a good fit for you, how do you best work with them so that you and your ads manager are both set up for success, right? And so in today's episode, I'm going to break all that down for you step by step, how to avoid some of the mistakes I see people making and how to best work with an ads manager and also how to find a qualified ads manager. And then finally, at the end of the episode here today, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on whether I think it's a good idea for you or not to bring the role of managing your Facebook ads in-house on your team. So I'm going to share with you my thoughts on whether I think it's a good idea or not a good idea to hire somebody to manage your ads within your team. Okay. So let's get right into it with all that said. So number one here, how to work with an ads manager, right? And so again, whether it's you as the optimized CEO of your business or somebody on your team who is responsible for growth, I want to take you through responsibilities that you or your team, right? Whomever is responsible for the ads part, for growth, for leads, etc. I want to take you through the responsibilities that you are responsible for after hiring an ads manager. And then also, I'm going to share with you what I feel what the ad manager is responsible for to you. I'm going to share with you what I think their ad manager is responsible for. I used in my early years, that's what I did. I was an ads manager for business, for online businesses. And so I know this world. And then I had a program for a couple of years where I helped ads managers grow an ads management business. And so I know this world very, very well. And I see it day in and day out for my accelerator students, especially when they're working with an ads manager who just has no idea what they're doing. And they're basically sold just this song and dance, and that it just never comes to fruition. And it's super frustrating for you as the person hiring somebody. And then for me as your coach, I just hate seeing that happen to you. And so let's first start with your side. What are your responsibilities when it comes to, all right, you've hired an ads manager. Now, what are your responsibilities? First, you've got to be clearly articulating what your goals are in working with them, right? And so this should be done prior to even hiring somebody. So in your hiring process, you need to be sharing what you're hoping to get accomplished by running Facebook ads. I used to ask people all the time, you know, well, I still do, like, okay, why are you running ads? And they're like, well, I just keep hearing that it's the thing to do. And we know by now, right, that that's not the reason that we're running Facebook ads, that we should be running Facebook ads. We need to have a goal. We need to have, why are we doing ads in the first place, right? And so in your hiring process and after you've hired somebody, you've got to clearly articulate what your goals are in working with them, okay? And again, when you're hiring, you want to make sure your goals align with them and they align with you so that you can accomplish what you're looking to accomplish, okay? So that's number one. Make sure that you are clearly articulating what your goals are. And if for any reason your ads manager is not asking you what your goals are, that is a big red flag, okay? The second thing that you're responsible for, and this is should be obvious, is you got to make sure that they have access to, you know, business manager, basically your ad account, okay? Any kind of access that they need, you need to give them that access. Do not make them an admin. Do not make them an admin, because if you do that, it gives them complete control over your account, and you don't want that, okay? And so you want to make them an employee so that you can, you still maintain control. All right, so that's the second thing. Make sure that they have any kind of access, but don't make them an admin. The third thing that you're responsible for, and this is a big one that a lot of people don't fully think through, you should have a funnel that converts.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast, that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So, like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit. And it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
You can hire the best ads manager, but if your sales sequence or your funnel, whatever you want to call it, doesn't actually convert, more traffic into that sequence or into that funnel is going to do you no good, right? It's a broken funnel. Why put more people into it? You've got to fix your funnel first and then get more people into it. So if you're hiring an ads manager to get people into your whatever, your evergreen sales sequence, for example, your evergreen sales sequence should really be working before, and I mean working meaning converting, before you even bring somebody on, okay? Because again, if it doesn't make any sense to pay the money to hire an ads manager if they're going to be driving traffic into something that doesn't even convert for you, okay? So you should have a funnel that converts, okay? Now, the next thing here, and this is really the big thing I'm seeing a lot lately, and so I really want to drill down on this. Just like anybody on your team, you need to allow the ads manager that you've hired, right? So, you know, they're a contractor most likely, right? So you're hiring somebody outside your business, whether it's an agency or an ads manager. You need to allow them to take ownership of results. I'm going to repeat that again. You need to allow them to take ownership of the results. And I'm going to share with you what I mean here in just a second. Again, this is probably the biggest thing that I see happening right now. As a business, you hiring an ads manager, it's your job to let them know the results that you are looking for. Meaning, I want this many leads, or I'm looking to get, this is my revenue goal for, you know, for this evergreen or this email sequence or whatever it is, right? It's your job to let them know the results that you're looking for and the parameters within which you are comfortable getting those results. So here's what I mean by that. Let's say you have an evergreen offer for your course, and you're using an evergreen webinar with an email follow-up series to sell that course. Very, very basic, right? It is your job to give your ads manager a monthly ad spend budget. So, all right, this is the budget that we have to put towards our ads. It's your job to give your ads manager an ROI goal to hit, meaning, all right, this is the return on investment that I'm looking to get from this funnel and running ads into this funnel. And don't forget that you want to incorporate into your ROI goals whatever you're paying your ads manager. It's not just ad spend, okay? Because if you're, let's just say you're spending, you know, whatever, $5,000 a month or $3,000 a month on ads, well, an ROI on that is great, but you're still losing money if you're not making more than what you're paying for ads and what you're paying for your ads manager, okay? And so you want to make sure that you've created an ROI goal for your ads manager to hit. And of course, any necessary assets that they request, you know, creative, copy, videos, whatever it might be, okay? Here's the thing with that. It is their job to be driving quality traffic for a lead cost that works to hit that ROI goal. I'm going to repeat that again. This is so important. It's their job as the ads manager that you're hiring to be driving quality traffic for a lead cost that works to hit the ROI goal. So for example, if you say, okay, my ad budget is $3,000 this month, and I would like to get, you know, just, I'll just keep it super, super simple. I want to get 300 leads into my funnel, which would give us about a $10 cost per lead because I know my conversion rates in the funnel, okay? Instead, here's what I see happening. I often see business owners giving their account manager a budget, and then they still have their hands as the business owner in a lot of the managing that's going on. You've got to be willing to give ownership of results, not simply assign tasks to them. Meaning like, hey, I want to start my ads on this time and I want to assign you this copy or what have you. Okay. It's up to the ads manager to tell you what they need. And I'll go through their responsibilities here in just a minute. It's up to them to tell you what they need from you. Now, here's the big caveat too. They cannot control how well your evergreen webinar or your email series or your launch or whatever it is converts. They have no control over that. That's up to you. But if they're a good account ads manager, they are going to be monitoring the stats throughout the funnel and communicate to you what they're finding. Meaning, oh, our registration page conversion rate is 17%. We need to increase that percentage. Here's what I think we should do. Then they give you like 1 to 2 to 3 ideas to increase that conversion rate, hopefully only testing one thing at a time so you actually know what's moving the needle, right? Because if we try 3 things, we're like, oh, that worked. Okay, but which one of those worked, right? And so if they're a good ads manager, they need to be monitoring the stats throughout the funnel, okay? And you are very much in communication with them of what's happening. But it is their job to get you the quality traffic for a lead cost that works to hit the ROI goal that you're looking for. Meaning, okay, I want to be at least minimum 2.5x ROI. So if you're spending, whatever, $1,000 on ads a month, just as a number, and you're paying them $2,000, then your output is $3,000 a month on ads because you're taking into account your ad spend and what you're paying the ads manager. And so then from there, you need to be making, they are responsible for hitting that 2x, 2.5x, whatever you want to put there, ROI goal. Now, again, they're not responsible for actually how your email sequence converts or your webinar converts or whatever it might be, but they should be monitoring things along with you and making recommendations to you for what to be changing. And they really should be being proactive on what they can change on their end or requesting from you, hey, I think this is a good idea. Can you do this? Now, the next thing here and what you're responsible for is you're responsible for getting them assets that they request. Pretty simple, right? Obviously, within your brand values. So if they are requesting something that is not that does not align with your values, then you need to communicate to them why that's the case. You should also be communicating to them before you even hire them, hey, these are our brand values. These are our business's values. Do you have any problems with these things? Because you might have some people be like, yeah, I don't really agree with that. Okay, cool. They're not a good fit. There's plenty of other ones out there. So you're responsible for getting them assets that they request. I'm putting emphasis on that intentionally here because I see a lot too that the business owner is looking at ad stats and saying, oh, I think we should be improving here. I'm going to send you whatever, a new video or new copy or something. That's all well and good, but that's the ad manager's responsibility, my friend. They should be telling you what they need in order, again, to be hitting the ROI goal, to be hitting the lead costs, all that sort of thing within the budget that you've given them. That is their job to be requesting from you whatever assets that they need in order to get the best results possible. That's why you hire them, right? The next thing that you need to understand is it's really 90 days. That's really a minimum amount of time to really see if they're going to be able to get you profitable results or not, okay? It takes time to gather data. This is not like, you know, judging your ads manager on 2 or 3 weeks of data just isn't fair to them, you know, especially in the limited data insight world that we're currently living in with Facebook due to the whole Apple iOS privacy update, okay? Now, if there's data that your ads manager does not have ready access to and they need that data in order to do their job, it is your responsibility to get them access. For example, I've talked about here in the podcast before, very recently actually, as a best practice right now, you need to be comparing the results that you're seeing in Ads Manager to the results that you're seeing in your landing page or your funnel software. So they need to have access to your funnel software stats so that they can be comparing the stats to come up with an accurate as possible cost per lead, number of leads, etc. And the final thing, I mean, there's other things here too, but the real, you know, top of the list here, things that you're responsible for. But the end of this list here for this episode is to have a regularly scheduled call with your ads manager to go over results and any need to knows, right? It's really something that your ads manager should be proactive about, but if your ad manager is not offering this for any reason, they really should be doing that. It is your job to be proactive on that. You want to make sure that you're in constant communication. Now, I don't mean like every single day. I'm not talking, you drive your ads manager nuts. What I'm talking about is, you know, whatever frequency you two agree with. Maybe it's once a week, maybe it's once every 2 weeks. Probably a call with them would be, I'd say probably minimum 2 weeks. Some people do it like every month, but if you're kind of getting things going and you're testing a whole bunch of things, you're going to be needing to get in more frequent and regular communication, okay? So if that's not currently happening, it's your job as the CEO of your business to be proactive on that, or whomever on your team is responsible for growth or, you know, marketing, and that they're being proactive about it, okay? So those are the things that I recommend that you are responsible for in the relationship with your ads manager. Now, I want to talk about what the ad manager is responsible for. Okay, so if you're working with Ads Manager, maybe you can forward this episode over to them. Now, the first thing that they're responsible for is results. I went in depth just a couple minutes ago on this. They are responsible for results of your ads that you're paying for and that you're paying them to get. Now, again, they cannot control how well your email sequence, you know, works and converts, how well your webinar converts, or how well your sales page converts. But they should be owning is the key word here, getting quality leads within a lead cost range, meaning you can go to them and say, look, I am looking for lead costs within the whatever you want to say, $3 to $6 range or $6 to $10 range or what have you. Okay. You go to them with that. They are responsible for that and getting you quality leads within that range. Again, that works for the goals that you're wanting to achieve. This whole concept of ownership is really, really important as you become the optimized CEO of your business, meaning you are giving them a responsibility and they own that responsibility, hopefully, in getting you the results that you're looking for. And then they are in communication with you to let you know what they need in order to get you those results. So it's kind of like they're working for you, but then turn around and you're working for them from the perspective of you're getting what they need in order to achieve those results. The second thing that your account manager, or excuse me, ads manager is responsible for is setting reasonable expectations with you, right? Because we as business owners often want results like the greatest results ever, or results that we hear on a podcast or in a Facebook group from other people. And maybe it's just not, it's just unrealistic for you and your business, right? We also, as business owners, want results like yesterday. And again, it takes time. So it's up to the ads manager to set those realistic and reasonable expectations with you. Now, as the CEO, if you think it's not aggressive enough, it's your responsibility to communicate that and challenge them on that, okay? So the third thing that your ads manager is responsible for is communicating what assets they need from you and by when. I need images or copy or videos or what have you. Maybe they're doing all those things for you. Maybe they're creating the images. Maybe they're writing the copy for you. And they're saying, hey, I need a vertical video that's less than 30 seconds, and I want you to be talking about this, this, and this. Here's the structure of that video. It's their job to communicate that to you and let you know when they need it by. The fourth thing that they're responsible for is they need to be adhering to your requests. I heard about a recent example where somebody had a launch going on and their ads weren't doing as well as they'd hoped. And so the business owner said, you know what, I want to bring the budget back down a little bit. So I want to cap the spend per day. I don't want to spend more than whatever the amount was. And the ads manager was blowing past that. I mean, that is a no-no, right? So the ads manager is responsible for, if you ask for something, meaning like, hey, here's my budget, please do not go above it, it's their responsibility to adhere to that. Like, you've hired them to do a job and to get results for you, not to just put your requests on, you know, on the sideline and just keep moving what they think. You know, like, they need, it's their job, it's their responsibility to adhere to what you're asking for. And then the other big thing that your ads manager is responsible for is that consistent communication, right, with you as to the progress towards the goals that you're working together towards, right? And so it's up to them. They should be proactively communicating with you as to the progress of things. And then again, as I mentioned before, making recommendations on things that can be optimized to reach those goals. if you're not on, you know, if you're not on the right path or what have you. Or like, hey, things are going really well. I recommend us doing this to get better, even more results at this level. So those are five things that I really feel, and I've seen over the years, and what, when I used to be an ads manager years ago, that, you know, I looked for, that I wanted to make sure that I was getting and giving my clients. So I want to shift gears now and talk about what to look for when hiring an ads manager. And I want to kind of give you a little bit of a checklist of things to ask prospective ads managers during your interview with them. Okay. And the first thing you want to know is, hey, how long have you been managing Facebook ads? What kind of experience do you have? What kind of results have you gotten for other similar types of businesses? And this is really key here, because you want to know, and you probably know before you go into the conversation with them, but you really want to know, do they specialize in a specific niche for Facebook ads? Meaning, I serve online course creators and online coaches who are selling their course or a coaching program or what have you. And then, and they do it for, let's just say, like, I don't know, the health and wellness space. That's their niche. That's what they're really, really good at. And then within that, what do they have a specialty, right? Because some ads managers specialize in launches, for example, but aren't very good at evergreen, and then vice versa, right? So you want, and you know, some ads managers are really good with small offer funnels, but that's a whole different ball game. And I've talked about that very recently in the past few episodes here on the show, who I feel I should be doing, you know, who I feel small offer funnels are a good idea for, and then who I do not think they're a good idea for. But you want to try to find out, does your ads manager specialize in any one type of campaign or multiple campaigns? Okay, because that's going to help you, obviously, depending on what you're doing in your business. Next, you want to find out, on average, what kind of ad spend are they managing on a monthly basis for their clients? Meaning, you don't want, if your budget is $10,000 a month, you do not want to be hiring somebody who has not been managing budgets above, you know, $1,000 a month, let's just say, because it's a different ballgame. It's not huge difference in dollars here, but it does make a difference. And there are different ways to manage your ads at those higher budget levels. And so if somebody doesn't have the kind of experience from an ads management perspective on a budget level, you want to be really careful there, okay? And a good idea there when you're talking to somebody is, can they give you an example of, or maybe share with you some clients that they've worked with in the past or they're currently working with? Because if they're currently working with somebody, you can go on to that person or that business's Facebook page and, you know, look up the ads that they're currently running. And so you can get examples of, oh, this is the type of ad. You know, did the ads manager create that ad? Or was it simply an asset that was submitted to the ads manager and they're just running the campaigns? But it'll give you a good sense of, you know, what types of ads that they're good at, right? Because if it's running, you're very, well, I mean, what you're seeing there is a good example of the ad manager's work. And then you can click on the ad and go through the funnel if you want to, okay? And so just get an idea of what their experience is, what they specialize in. Are they specializing in a specific niche? What kind of ad spend are they normally managing? Can you see examples of ads that they've either created for or run for other clients? Another question you can ask is, what was the most successful ad campaign that they've ever managed? And then what made it successful? Why was it successful? And can you get an honest answer from them on this? Do they think that type of success is replicable? Okay. You're getting a sense of their depth of knowledge in running successful ad campaigns with these questions here. Another question that you want to ask is, are they managing the ads themselves Or is there, you know, like an ads manager on their team or an associate or something like that who's going to be running the ads? This can make a difference. I've heard lots of stories over the past few years of very well-known ad agencies who present themselves as the ones who's running the ads, but then once they get in, and somebody hiring them really wants that, and then they get into the business, you know, they hire the agency, and then the face of the business there, who the entrepreneur thought that they were hiring, is never heard from again, right? They get passed off onto somebody else. And that's totally fine, but just be upfront with it if you're an ads manager, right? And so this is a good question to ask when you're doing the interview process. Are they managing the ads themselves, or is there an associate? Okay. Now, if it's an associate managing, I would be asking very similar questions that I'm taking through right now about that person. You have every right to ask these questions because this is an audit. This is a job interview, if you will, for that ads manager and their business. And if it is, you know, an associate ads manager or whatever on their team managing stuff, you do want to know, like, hey, how much are you involved in this process, in the ad campaigns? And then kind of the final question that I would want to know is, do they have a Facebook ads rep? Do they have somebody that they work with on a regular basis with their other ad accounts that they can ask questions to, you know, at Facebook? Now, this isn't a deciding factor, but it is a nice thing to have if they do have a rep. Now, Facebook has made it so that you can get on a call with, anybody can get on a call with a marketing person at Facebook, right? Usually, we know more than what we're learning, but there are, you know, ad agencies and ad managers out there who have a really good Facebook ad rep who is really helpful in giving advice. And if, you know, God forbid that, you know, account gets shut down for any reason that's just not, it should not have gotten shut down, they can sometimes help with that sort of thing. But this is a question that you should ask, right? And again, it's not if they don't have an ads manager, it's not, you know, I wouldn't let that be a deciding factor, but it is a nice to have, okay? And so those are the questions that I would look for getting answers to when you are hiring an ads manager. Now, I want to move on to, where do we find an ads manager? And this piece right here makes those questions right there so much easier if you are finding an ads manager through a referral. And this is the primary way that I recommend that you find somebody. Referral, referral, referral. A trusted source. Maybe it's somebody that, I don't know, whatever, you look up to in the space, or you're a coach or whatever it is. Maybe you're in a mastermind or a group coaching program or whatever it might be. Does somebody have a referral of somebody who is getting them results or knows that they're getting results for other people? Maybe it's you ask a friend or a colleague, hey, do you know anybody who is managing Facebook ads? This is kind of my budget. Anybody that you know that's pretty good. Another thing you can do is ask in Facebook groups. Ask in groups that you're in to find out, hey, same kind of question. Hey guys, I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking for a Facebook ads manager. This is kind of my budget. Does anybody know anybody who would be willing to work within this budget who is getting results for people? So referrals is the number one strategy or way I think that you should be getting an ads manager. You can also look on places like Upwork or Reddit, and you can find kind of diamonds in the rough, if you will. But as a generalization, I really wouldn't be looking there. I'd be looking for referrals. Now, the last question I want to answer here for you that I get quite a bit is, should you bring your ads management in-house? Meaning, should you hire somebody to join your team who is responsible for managing your ads? And so I want to kind of give you kind of pros and cons of that so that you can make your own decision here. Here are the pros, right? You have them right there on your team, which can make things a lot more agile. You can move more quickly. They're right there on your team. They're also going to very intimately know your business a lot more so than an external ads manager would. They're also going to know the rest of your team, et cetera. They're going to be part of your mission, your vision, and your entire business. It can also often be cheaper to do this because you can have them be responsible for other things in your business as well. Like they could be responsible for all of your lead generation, or they could be responsible for sort of the back end tech, if you will, like setting up landing pages and connecting tools and your email marketing, etc. And so if they're doing all of those different types of things, it could make financial sense to bring them onto your team, right? Now, if the numbers work, obviously, within your profit margin goals, and you run a lot of funnels, or if you're, say, a teacher author, and you sell a lot of resources on the regular, this might be a smart way to go, right? Again, obviously, the numbers have to work from a financial perspective, within your profit margin goals, you know, forecasting ROI and all that sort of thing. But if you're running a lot of evergreen, if you're doing a lot of funnels, and again, if you're like a teacher author and you're selling a lot of resources, and you want to send traffic directly to TPT, for example, this might be a smart way to go. Okay. Now, here are the cons that I think when it comes to bringing ads management in-house, right? If you are hiring somebody with a lot of ads management experience, it can be expensive because you're going to be paying for that experience, right? So it can be expensive depending on their level of expertise. If you're hiring somebody on the flip side, if you're hiring somebody to train them, there's going to be a big learning curve, right? And you either have to train them or somebody on your team has to train them or pay to have them trained or mentored by somebody else, which you may simply not want to deal with. Years ago, that's what a lot of businesses did with me. They would have their in-house ads manager, for example, who was new, come over and get mentorship from me, and I would teach them everything that they needed to know to be successful in running their ads. Now that was a big investment, right? And so this is probably the biggest reason why people don't bring an ads manager in-house, is they just don't want to deal with, you know, training and paying for all that and everything like that. It's just simply easier to outsource. So again, there's pros and cons there, and I just want to kind of give you my thoughts on both sides of it. For some people, it's a great idea. Others, maybe, you know, it's probably not a good idea. So let's recap what you've learned here today with the major theme, if you will, for each of these areas that I've just covered. Number one, you should absolutely be setting goals and giving ownership to your ads manager to get you those results, to be achieving those goals. Your ads manager is responsible for adhering to your asks and then getting those results. If they're way far-fetched goals that you're giving your ads manager, it's their responsibility to communicate back to you, you know, with why they think differently and what their recommendations are instead. The next big takeaway from today that I want you to have is be really thorough in your search for an ads manager. It would take me multiple hands to count on how many times I've heard from students or others that they're working with somebody or an agency who is simply inept at what they do. They were sold the dream by the ads manager or, you know, ad agency. They're like, oh yeah, we can, you know, this is our specialty. And then when they get into it, it's actually, I've seen this within the past 2 weeks, actually. And I'm like, holy cow, they're charging you how much? And they said they could do what? And now I'm seeing this? No. Right? So just be thorough in your search and go for referrals first and foremost to find a quality ads manager. And even then, again, do your homework. And then the final thing here is there are both pros and cons to bringing somebody onto your team to manage your ads, right? Make sure that you recognize and are self-aware enough to make a decision what's best for your business, like the optimized CEO that you are becoming. Now, these types of conversations that I've just shared with you here and advice are very, very typical types of coaching that I do in my Accelerator coaching program. And Accelerator is for online course creators or online coaches, and you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business. And you want to have a bigger impact. You want to scale. You want to stop hustling so much because you know that's not the answer to big growth in your business. If you want to have a bigger impact, you want to increase your profit margin, again, without all the hustle. It is a toxic hustle culture. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're doing all the things in your business and you just want to get our help, my team's help on helping you with all those things in your business, then I want to invite you, it's application only, I want to invite you to apply for my Accelerator coaching program. To learn more and to apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. We're very picky on who we allow into the program. We say no a lot more than we say yes to. But if you are looking to have a positive impact with your business, you're already more advanced in your business, you're doing well, but now you're overwhelmed, right? You're not really sure what next step to be taking to scale, to have a bigger impact, to increase your profit margin while working fewer hours, then Accelerator is for you. Okay, so just go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, thank you for bearing with my voice here today. I super appreciate you as always. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing, how to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.